The Allman Brothers. Great music from a great band. Seemed appropriate. We lost Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers this week. Great musician, great talent. And, of course, a reference to Carolina in that clip. So just seemed like a great way to start off our week. This is your North Carolina Forward Party weekly update. I am your host, honored to be the chair of this great party, Patrick Newton. So welcome aboard. Hello, hello. Glad to have everyone with us today. Wanted to start off with an update on our most recent campaign, our challenge to increase the number of monthly donors to the North Carolina Forward Party. As we've discussed, super important when we can know, even if it's $5 a month, $10 a month from different donors, if that builds up a base that we as the volunteer leaders of this party can then count on to set our budgets and know what we can plan for. So please give that some more consideration. Visit the website, click on donate, and consider being signed up as a monthly donor. We have picked up a few since we kicked off the campaign. It seems to be going well. We've got some mailers going out this week. We'll be promoting it on social media. So again, please engage and share the idea with your friends. Did want to also mention today there is an event going on here in Wakefield for the Joel Fund. And we've done, Chet and I have done some interviews with Brooke Dickhart, the executive director. The Joel Fund is an organization that helps veterans with PTSD and provides so many great services, art programs, photography programs. They set up new housing. They help furnish apartments, really just doing great work, filling the gaps for the VA, getting the veterans the help that they need. So if you're in the area, it's 12 to 5 today, Saturday, April 20th. Swing by Wakefield. It's a bags and barbecue tournament and a lot of fun and a lot of great food, a lot of fun people. So please come by and join in on that. And you can visit joelfund.org to learn more about their organization. You also might be getting sick of just listening to me talk every Saturday. So I want to remind you, we do have our Twitter space, and there you can jump in and share your ideas. It's been going on weekly. I believe it's on Wednesday nights, but check us out on Twitter. And please jump in on a Twitter space one night. I think you'll enjoy it. Some really dynamic conversations and really helps grow our movement and our cause. So we'd love to have you join us there. Locally, some updates. Our mayor of Raleigh, Marianne Baldwin, has decided she will not be running for re-election. And that got me thinking, and not that it's necessarily the case with our mayor, but congressionally, seems to be members of Congress kind of losing interest, starting to think this thing is just way too toxic. And no matter how much money you pay me, not sure if I want to be a part of this. So you've seen some different announcements. I looked it up. So far, there's 43 members of our House, again, on the federal level, that are not seeking re-election, and that's obviously about 10% of the 435 members. Now, 17 of them are running for other offices, but 26 members of Congress have decided they just don't want to do this anymore and are stepping down. So I thought that's really an interesting trend, that even for these career politicians, it's just not working, folks. So that proves to me the work we're doing is even more important, and we need to provide some more choices and more voice to all the citizens of our country, not just here in North Carolina, but again, across this great U.S. of A. So we also this week locally had an event hosted by Moms for Liberty about education in North Carolina. And one of our members of the executive committee, Josh Peters, was able to attend the event, and I was able to speak to Josh and get this report. So here's Josh's thoughts on the event that took place this week.
Yeah, so the event was a learning opportunity to get perspective on public education from the team of Moms for Liberty panelists and the attendees. It got a little intense at the end with the protesting, but overall it was a well-organized event with passionate people that, if I am to give a charitable reading, just want public education to be responsive. Obviously, we are not going to agree with them on everything, but I think positions we can agree on is making sure our teachers and students are safe and that public education critically assess the effectiveness of programs with the aim of improving academic performance and retaining talented teachers and staff.
So great to hear from Josh, and as a true forwardist, pointing out what we can agree on, and I think that's the most important takeaway, folks. Even those that we disagree with, we can still find ways to identify common ground, common sense areas where we can get along and we can make some progress. So thank you, Josh, for jumping in and for being a part of that event and for sharing your experience with the rest of us here this week. We will be having an Education on Education forum later this summer. I think I've mentioned it before. Keep your eyes out. We're going to have some great speakers. Really allow parents to come in and, as the name implies, get an education on what are the options of education for K through 12 students in North Carolina. That wraps it up for this week, folks. But again, so glad to be a part of this whole thing. So glad that you're tuning in. Please do us a favor. Share this podcast with others. Grow our message. Let's try to get some more people engaged. You can always reach out to me. Call me or text me on my cell phone, 973-216-4412. Visit our website, NorthCarolinaForwardParty.com. And of course, follow us on Twitter, Forward Party NC. Thanks and have a great week.